Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
On Sunday mornings, we've been on the subject of the Lord, my healer. The Lord, my healer. There's two things your faith needs to be fed on a regular basis. Healing and provision. Because in this world, these mortal bodies, in the curse that's in the earth and all the issues here, you're going to need some help being sustained in your body. And how many know you need money every day? Right? Eat, gas to go, place to live, whatever. And so your faith needs to be fed in these areas. Your faith can be strong in one area and be weak in another because it hasn't been fed. So we're feeding our faith on the Lord being our healer. What do you think? Can you get too much faith for healing? There's no such thing. Exodus 15, 26, the latter part of the verse says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. This is one of those great compound redemptive names. Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord, the self-existent one, who is your healer, your physician, the one who fixes you. The great I am. And the great I am never changes. Nobody has a right to say, well, he used to heal, but he changed. And it's not necessarily his will to heal anymore. That's just simply not the Bible. It's not true. If he ever said, I am, then he still is. That's right. I am the Lord that heals you. We noticed in Psalm 103 verse 1 said, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Is there more than one benefit to being saved? Yes, there is. Then he starts off a list. Verse 3, benefit number 1. Who forgives all thine iniquities? How many believe that? It'd be hard to find a Christian church that didn't believe that. You stood up boldly and said, I'm telling you, it's God's will to forgive all iniquities. And if you'll come to him and receive, he will forgive all iniquities. But the next part, people get hung up on. Benefit number 2. Who what? Healeth all thy diseases. Well, are we supposed to look at that one differently than the first part? No. Just because somebody doesn't get saved, that doesn't mean Jesus is not the Savior. Just because somebody didn't receive forgiveness, that didn't mean that it wasn't God's will to forgive them. It just meant for whatever reason, they didn't receive that forgiveness. They didn't receive him as Lord and be born again. Well, the same thing's true about the other. Just because somebody didn't receive healing, that doesn't prove it wasn't God's will for them to be healed. It just means for some reason, they didn't receive. You and I, all of us, have come short receiving on different things at different times, but that doesn't change. The eternally established Word of God, that when he went to the cross, he took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. Hallelujah. Just like he took our sins and paid the price for our transgressions. And by his stripes, ye are, and 1 Peter said, were healed. We're just as healed as we are forgiven. It's at the same cross. It's the same work of redemption. We saw also in Luke, the 5th chapter, that when they tore off the roof and let that man down on his mat or cot, and the Bible said, Luke 5:17, that the power of the Lord was present there to heal all of them. And when he saw their faith, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven." The scribes and Pharisees began to reason and said, "Who is this that speaks blasphemies?" Verse 21, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" So now here in today, a lot of Christians believe that God can and will forgive, but they're not sure if he will heal. Well, back then, they weren't fussing about him healing because they were seeing it, but they were fussing about him forgiving. How many believe he can forgive and heal and forgive and heal? And that's what Jesus got into. Jesus, verse 22, perceived their thoughts, and he said, "What reason you in your hearts, whether is easier to say your sins be forgiven you or to say rise up and walk?" Jesus said, "Well, which one's easier?" I'm glad he didn't say which one's harder. This lets us know both of these are easy. If you had to make yourself into a new creature, it wouldn't be easy. It'd be impossible. If you had to heal your own body through your efforts, it'd be impossible. You don't have to do that. All we got to do is believe we receive. Hallelujah. Right. Believe we receive. Forgiveness. How do you know you're forgiven? You believe you receive your forgiveness based on what he tells you in the Word. Well, even though you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ, even though you believe you receive forgiveness, have you ever had a symptom of being unrighteous? Oh, don't look at me so holier than thou. You ever had a feeling that was different from you being the righteousness of God in Christ? Well, yeah, but we learn how to not be moved by how we feel and believe we're forgiven no matter how we feel and believe we're cleansed no matter how we feel and believe we are redeemed and believe we've been made. We didn't earn it. We've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. We just believe that. Well, we got to do the same thing with our bodies. Even though you don't look healed, you don't feel healed, it works exactly the same way. You believe that you receive your healing. And if somebody says, "Well, you sure don't look healed," you say, "I didn't say I look healed." Right. How do you feel? I'm not talking about that. I believe that I receive my healing. And you do like Abraham did, who's our father of faith. He called those things that be not as though they were. And was fully persuaded. Hallelujah. Even though he and Sarah didn't have a child and they were too old, she couldn't conceive when she was young, he still received the name change and called himself the father of many nations. Hallelujah. That's how faith works. And it's wonderful that all things are possible to him or her that believes. Can you say amen? Well, go with me to Romans, the 10th chapter and the 8th verse. Romans 10:8 says, "What saith it? The word is nigh," we'd say near, "you." The word is close. "Even in your mouth and in your heart." That is the word of faith which we preach. Did Paul preach faith? Yes, he did. Verse 9. "That if you will confess," everybody say confess. "If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Verse 10, "For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Now, a lot of people know these verses in connection with being born again, and they are some of the very best and simplest to understand in the Word of God. But notice, prior to this, he was talking about you don't have to go up to heaven and bring the Lord down to get, you know, salvation. You don't have to go to the heart of the earth. He said, it's close to you. the results, the salvation. Now, salvation is one of the big words in the New Testament. It doesn't just mean born again. Say, when you say, I'm saved, saved from what? It's a pretty good list. And salvation includes deliverance and protection and healing and restoration. It includes a number of things. But it all begins with the new birth. And he said the word of faith is close to us. Even, verse 8, where is it? It's in your mouth and in your heart. Somebody say, in your mouth.
In your mouth.
Anybody remember Mark 11:23? Jesus said, whoever shall what?
Say.
To this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now people have mocked this, made fun of it. They've made fun of folks like us, called us that confess it, possess it bunch, that blab it, grab it bunch. The list goes on, but this is what they're making fun of. What the Master, Jesus, said. How many know you're being very foolish to make fun of what the Master said? Jesus said, if you'll say it and not doubt but believe what you say, that you'll have what you say. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Didn't say you'll have what you think.
Oh, wow.
Y'all with me, friends?
Yes, sir.
People are missing it. Christians, good church-going people, are missing it in the saying area. They're not speaking. They're not saying. This has been lost in a large degree through the last several hundred years in the church. Sometimes people that visit us for the first time, they find it strange, just like during the offering that we stand up and say, we have extra coming in. We're paying everything off quickly. Things like that. We just keep saying, well, why? Is that really necessary? Only if you want miracles. Only if you want results. And it shouldn't be surprising or strange to us because it's how every one of us got born again. Here's the thing. It's not supposed to stop. Once you're born again, it's the beginning of a way of life. The just didn't just get justified by faith, then they're to go on and live by faith and walk by faith, which means believing in your heart and saying with your mouth.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God who gives me